Hocho b'nosi shevet. We're talking about the nosi of the shevet. That's like true, only one of them did the chet. Uva'achas Rashi says, b'chol misas bezin, any type of a misa, any type of a chet, that the nosi is chayiv misa, that's what we're talking about over here. So, milo yom ravad v'rava. Doesn't ravad v'rava say? But the pasuk says, kol ha'dover ha'godo yaviyo lecho. Anything that's great, bring to me. Suppose you learn any big shiloh or hard shiloh, that you should bring to my Shrebenu. But he dashins, duvorov shogodol, that means that the words of a godol, in other words, the nosi, any din teri you have upon the nosi, any shiloh, the chiv mis, upon the nosi, you have to go to a bezdin shal ayin aleph. It's not enough to have a bezdin of chav gimel, but you have to have a nosi, a bezdin of ayin aleph. Sahainami Godelhu. Here also the Nosi is called the Godel. Satshana Mishnah. Shevet means the Nosi shall shevet. Ula Omar Rebeloza. Ula says in Rebeloza. The boy in Alitke Nachlois. We're talking about here the Shiloh is to put, to give the Nachlo of the Shvatim. To make a division of the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael. Ukitchilos of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Nachlo they give out later has the same aloch like the Tchiloh when they first came into Eretz Yisrael. Matchilosa Shivim V'yechod, just when they first came to Eretz Yisrael, they had to use a bezin of Shivim V'yechod, Avkan Shivim V'yechod, here also, even later on, when any Shevet had a Shiloh of the Nachla, where the boundaries were, they needed a bezin of Shivim V'yechod. Rashi says, Kach Din El Yerlon, Im Nachla Machlokes Nachla V'Shevet, if the Machlokes where the Nachla V'Shevet is, you always need a bezin of Ayin Aleph. For the Gemara, imat chilosi, so, just like at the beginning, when Yeshua made the chluk of Eretz Yisrael, kalfi, they were like a girdle they used. Urim v'tumim, they yet do v'tumim. The whole Yisrael, it was done in front of the whole Klai Yisrael. So maybe Yavka now also, any Nachla taking care of later, also maybe the same thing. Kalfi, that's been done with the girdle, and urim v'tumim, the whole Yisrael. Elo, therefore, rather, machvata could have matna. Come back to the first part of Rav Matna that the pshat is achiv mis upon the nosi of the shevet that needs ayin v'yalef. Lav dafka the din nachlos need a din of ayin v'yalef. Ravina says liyolam b'shevet shehudach. We're talking about true that the shevet that did the avodah zorah, and the Mishnah still says if the whole shevet does the avodah zorah, still you have to be done them with the bezin of ayin aleph. Or the kashma, he had a question. The dinner the rabbin that ninun lay, it's only a dinner on the rabbin, not kuloi. So what is that in? Afagav the katlinon biyochid, but the dinner the rabbin that ninun lay, even though the whole tziba, the whole sheva together did the chet over the zorah, we give them a misa of the yochid, that means we give them skilom, we don't give them chere, we give them skilom. But Rashi says, "Afilu hochi bedina deravim bedinim lei." The boy in al ayin aleph, you need a bezin of 71. For loy bedina the yochid gechav gimel. Even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah of yochid, but since it's a whole shevet that did the chet, you have to be done them with a bezin of ayin aleph. That milo yomer av chama bar yosi, omer rabbi yoshiya. The pasuk says, "V'yotzei says ishahu or yosi ishahi." You have to take out this man and this lady. Only if a yochid, a man related to the chet of avodah zorah, you have to take him out l'sherecho lebezdin. Rashi says shebesherecho, which means it's a hedri katana. But via tamoitzi kol yer kulo l'sherecho, but if the whole city, if the whole sheva did a chet, then you cannot take him to the bezdin of chav gimel b'sherecho. But rather, you have to take him to the bezdin agadol, to the hedri gadol. It's achinami. Ish v'yisha atamotz l'sherecha v'yatamotzi kol ha'sheva kul l'sherecha. For when the whole sheva does the chet, even though the misa is a misa v'yochad of skilom, but still you need a bezin of ayin aleph to paskin on them. That's shana mishnah that a psak on a whole sheva needs a bezin of ayin aleph for the psak. Well, the Mishnah says, "V'loyes novi hasheker." You have to pass on a novi hasheker. It's not enough for regular bezdin, but you need the Sanhedrin gedolo. So Mer says, "V'nohan emili." How do we know this? To pass on a novi sheker, need the bezin shel ayin aleph. On Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, asya hazeda hazeda mizok mamri. The other gzeira shovel, they will learn out from the parsha of zokim mamri. Ma lahalan, just by the parsha of zokim mamri. Pishivim v'yachas, he's only called the Zokim Mamre if he argues against the Bezdin Hagodim. Afkan, here also, by Novi Sheker, Pishivim v'yachas. You have to have a Bezdin of 71. So Rashi says, Tupsa Kumar, it says, of the Novi Sheker, you see, if Acha Novi Sheyotid, of the Zokim Mamre, Hoish Asheyase Bezodim. Now the more Sakasha know, for Hazodik, Iksiva, Bektolahu, Iksiva. When it says the word of Hazodah by Zokim Mamre, it's talking about when we go to kill him. To pass in the Nisan of Zokim Mamre, there is enough to have a Bezin of Chav Gimel. You only need a Bezin of Ayin Aleph that he has to go argue against such a Bezin. But after he argues against the Bezin of Ayin Aleph, the Maitha now, for that Chet, we can pass in the Chiv Nisa, even in the Bezin of Chav Gimel. So how do you know that a Novi Shoker needs a Bezin of Ayin Aleph? The Gemara says, Elo Omer Ashloka, Ashloka says, Goma Dova Dova Miham Rosei. Learn out from the word Dova Dova, make this type of a Gzeira Shova. Rashi says, Benovi Bikot Laksiv, Ashe Yodit Ladava Dova, Uvam Rosei Zokin Siv Yosisa Pia Dova. Therefore, just like here, Zokin Mamre needs Ayin Aleph, here also for the Misa of Novi Sheker, you need Ayin Aleph. But the Gemara, so now you have a Gzeira Shova, Pulehede Zokin Mamre Veligmar Hazodim Hazodim Novi Sheker. If so, now that you say that a Novi Sheker needs the Mises only Paskin on a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, let's enough for Zokin Mamre the same thing, that you need a Bezin of Ayin Aleph to Paskin upon him, the Chiv Misa. Samura says, no, Dova, Dova, Gomir. That's a Kabbalah to make Gzeira Shova. Therefore, we learn out from Zokin Mamre that the Misa of a Novi Sheker is only given by Ayin Aleph. But Hazodah, Hazodah Legomer, we did not learn back, and this Gzeira Shava was not Mekubal. A Gzeira Shava person can't be done by Atzmoy. You need a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. Only a Kabbalah Choymi can be done by Atzmoy. But here there was no Kabbalah for this Gzeira Shava, therefore they did not make such a Gzeira Shava. Then the Mishnah says, "Lo yis kohen gadol, a shalav a kohen gadol also needs a bezin of ayin aleph." Minu anemili, how do we know this? That to pass in the shalav on chiv misa on a kohen gadol, you need a bezin shel ayin aleph. Om ravada barava, the yom akvada posse says like we had before. Kol ha dover ha gadol, yovi yolecha, all any big thing bring to you. So we dash in devorav shagadol. The words of shalav, a big person of a kohen gadol, has to be brought to a bezin shel ayin aleph. Mesvei avakasha, dova godol. What does that mean? Dova kosher. It means a hard shaila. A hard shaila you have to bring to Moshe to the bezin shel ayin aleph. So the more atuim you telling me dova kosher means a hard shaila, or yaini maybe not that way. Or dvorav shagodol maybe it only means the way of Acha saying that it means the words the psak of a big godol like an okayin godol. So Moshe says no. Kishoyim the pasuk says es hadover akosher yevion el Moshe haray dova kosher omar. It means a hard shayla. So it's not like a vacha of avada baravo. So it's a kashanim. So true. But who the yom naki aitana? Avada baravo learns like this tana. The tana learns like this. Dova godol. What does the word mean? Dova godol. It actually means dvorav shagodol. It means taka the words the shayla of a kohen godol. Or else a nos like we had before. So now we ask the question. Atoima, you're telling me dvorav shagodol. Or yeni, maybe it's not that way. Yelo dover akosher. Maybe it only means a hard shayla. Kishuayim, the pasuk says had dover akosher. Haray dover kosher. It says already dover kosher hard shayla. It is so. Homani mekayim. What does the pasuk say? Dover godol. What's the extra word? Dover godol. It means to teach us that the dvorer shagodol. It means the words of a godol, a claim godol. A ranosi, a shayla of misa by them has to be brought to a bezin of ayin aleph. The demand of a high tana, according to the first tana, trei kroy lomli. What do we need two pesukim for? He holds no that it means a dover kosher, not the psak of a kohen gadol. So we need two pesukim for chad le tzavor biyam of a chad le asiyah. Once for the tzavor to command him, and once for the doing. Vidas, the other one that says, no, he made two Joshes, and Kenichtov, Oy Godel, Godel, Oy Kosha Kosha. If it meant only for the Tzav one, you see, Shmuel said two times the same word. My Godel, my Kosha, how come it changes the word? One time it says God, one says the word Kosha. Shmuel means, now, Tarati, two things. That Tarakit means that Adov, Kosha, and also Dvorov, Shagodel. Boy, Rebbe Lozor, Rebbe Lozor, he has a shout like this. Shoyroi, Shokoyin, Godel, the Kamo. If a shor of a Kohen Gadol killed somebody, comes a shor niskal, how much of a bezin do you need to pass in the misa upon the shor? The misa is by the bidei madminin lei, it says the gambol of yumas. So you say the misa is a shor of like the misa bailam. Doesn't mean like a special bailam here of a Kohen Gadol. That it needs a bezin of ayin aleph even on the shor. I do maybe know. The misa is bailam the yalla madminin lei. It's enough just to have a bezin of chav gimel. Like a regular person that's killed with a bezin of chav gimel, that's how much you need for the shor haniskol, but not more, even by a Kohen Gadol. That was a shaila. Omer Abaye said, "Miduka mi boyelai shorai." Since she asked in the shaila if a Kohen Gadol shor kills, mechlad amamayin apshitalei. The chlal is a pashit to you that if a Kohen Gadol's moment, if some the shor would do damage and to pass for how much money that's to pay, that's for sure does not need a bezin shalayin aleph. That for sure it's a regular bezin of gimel is enough. You're only asking the shaila by shor niskol. Here where we dash in kemisas bailam kach misas hashor. Gemara says treat us like a true it is treat us. Gemara says now the time I would have thought to say hoyil v'ksir since the pasuk says kol adavra gadol kol devor v'shal gadol anything even a bina mumnis maybe you also need the bezin shalayin aleph kamar shalom. That's the chiddush now that a regular dvar mumin even by kohen gadol does not need a bezin of ayin aleph. The only time you need the bezin of ayin aleph is only by a shayla of mitzah, by the dal of mitzah. And therefore we only have a shayla by shor haniskol, since here the pasuk says, the mitzahs are bailam kach, mitzahs are shor, maybe here you need a mitzah or a bezin shel ayin aleph. Then if nami, a partial case of mumin by a kohen gadol only needs a bezin shel a gimel. Then the Mishnah says, ein moitzin, you can't go out from a chomo, unless you have the bezin shel ayin aleph. Minon nemin, how do we know this? The prophet says, Lazar HaKoyin Yamo, you stand in front of Lazar HaKoyin. Yeah, who? Ze Melech, that's the Melech. The Chol B'nai Yisrael Itai Ze Meshruch Mechama, that's the Meshruch Mechama. The Chol Eido Ze Sanhedrin. So Mashna, you have to go and get Meshus from the Sanhedrin Agdela. But the more of a Dumel of Sanhedrin, who do come Aluhu Rachmono? To Lishal Abuul Vatumim. Maybe the Torah is only saying that Sanhedrin should ask the Urim V'Tumim, but not that you really have to have permission from the Sanhedrin themselves. Maybe they're only there to ask the Shiloh from the Urim V'Tumim. Gemara says, Elo, how do we know the Pshat? Elo, ki hod yom ravacha bar bizna. Omer Rebbe Shimon Chasida, that kinor hoya tolu lemalu mimitosa shal David, that on top of the bed of David HaMelech, he was hanging a harp. It was a kinor. Now, Kivor and Shigiyah Chatzos Lila, as soon as it became midnight, Ruach Tzofoynis Menashevaz Boy, the north wind used to come and blow on the harp. Roya Menagin Ne'elav would make the music by itself. Miyad right away, how your Dovr Oymet, Dovr would get up at Chatzos Halayla, the Yoistik Tater, and he'd be Yoistik and learning Torah, and Sheola Amar HaShachar, until the Amar HaShachar would come up. You know, it's a theory in the Gemara Brachos, one place that he used to be asking in Shira's Fisher's Brachos all night, and some said that David HaMelech, his saying Tillim, his learning of it was Mamash Hagaitis Batayr. But there's two ways to say Tillim. You could say Tillim, stop saying it, and you could learn Tillim. Said the Gemara's Mashman had a din like he was Isaac Batayr. But Kivan Shol Omer HaShachar, as soon as it came, the Omer HaShachar, Nichmusu Chachmi Yisrael Etzlari, the Chachmi Yisrael came into David. Omer they said something like this, Adonainu HaMelech, like our king. Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim HaPanoso. Shnokla Yisrael needs Panoso. We don't have enough money. Omelem, so he said like this. Lechu v'spanosu zem izeh. Let one Jew help out another Jew. Omelem, he said back to David HaMelech. Ein HaKoymet Matzbi Esari. A small handful cannot satisfy a big lion. In other words, we don't have enough money to support Kla Yisrael. And also, v'yein ha'bor mismalam l'chu Yosef. You just have the borders around the bor,
that cannot help you to close up the bore. Rosh is oike chulya mi bore, oimik, v'choyze v'shnichu teichu, oimu masmanu l'kach. In other words, we don't have enough panosa from Klai Yisrael itself to feed all the aniyim. So what should we do? Omer lehem, so David HaMelech said like this, l'chu, go out, poshtu yideichem b'gedud, go like, go have mechama, go fight the enemy, go make a mechama. And you'll take away food from the enemies and have what to feed Klai Yisrael. So miyad right away, yoyitzim b'achitayfel. They went to ask an answer from achitayfel. And the Yos Rishus, as Rashi says, Noit Rishus, Mehen, Behind Masis, and that's like our Mishnah. That before they went out, even from the Chemes Rishus, they used to first get permission, Benimlochim Mithin Hedrin. Vishayim Lim Biyum Atum, then they were asked from Biyum Atum. See, there's a Ramak our Mishnah, you have to ask the Sanhedrin to get permission from the Sanhedrin. Omri Rabbi Yosef Rishus says, My Kura, where's the Potik? And it says like this. The Achri Achi Teufel, Bino Yoyo Ben Yoyodo,